Page.
Yeah.
I feel like my brains are gonna leak out of my ears.
Same.
I've had the longest day. I have such a headache. I'm so tired. So like the place where I work is repainting. And
Oh.
so I drew the short straw, which means that I get to be the person that goes and unlocks the building and stays there all day and then relocks the building. And guess who didn't have childcare the past couple days? So I got to hang out like in an office-y space with a toddler for
Not
two
just any
days,
toddler, your
my
toddler.
pop tart of a child, and I get to do it again tomorrow, so that'll be really great. And like, listen, I love pop tart more than I love my life, but sometimes I want to throw her out of a window. Like today, I shoved all the snacks I could think of into my backpack before we left. Like everything that she liked. Just a little full backpack of snacks. And we get there. She, of course, is like, hey, I want a snack. Okay. I have this. No. What about this? No, I don't want that. What about this? I went through every single item in my backpack and she was like, I don't want any of that.
Oh
And
my gosh.
I can't do another day of this. Welcome to Paige and Pixel. I'm Pixel.
I'm Paige.
And we're gonna make it tonight, today, whenever the fuck. I don't know when you're listening to this. We're recording a book episode. So, take it away, Paige.
All right. So today we are going to review the book The Secret Astronomers by Jessica Walker. This is a fairly new book. It just came out this past year. And I saw it at the bookstore I work at, and I immediately said, I must have this. The reason why is because this book is not just a regular novel,
It's a cool novel.
it's not like other novels.
I was doing a Mean Girls
Yeah,
thing.
that's what I was doing too. It's not like other
Oh, right.
novels.
No, great. Good. Keep going.
Okay. Stop trying to make fetch happen. So essentially, this book is written in notes between two high school girls in an old 1800s astronomy textbook.
I love it so much already.
It's super fun. The book takes place in West Virginia in this teeny tiny little town called Green Bank. They are in the heart of Appalachia. This
Nice.
is the quintessential tiny Appalachian mountain town. We don't learn anyone's real names.
Okay.
Everyone gets a astronomy related code name. Our two main characters are Copernicus and Kepler.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We love code names on this podcast.
Codename Kid Next Door. Did you watch that when you were a kid?
I sure didn't.
Oh, okay. Anyway. So Copernicus is not from this town. She is from California.
Whoa, her parents aren't cousins.
No.
Sorry.
You know what? We're actually going to get into some of
Hell yeah, we
the
don't. Harmful stereotypes.
harmful
I know
stereotypes.
I'm from Pittsburgh. Contractually, I have to hate West Virginia, but I also know that it's wrong and I repent.
So Copernicus has just moved to town to live with her grandparents after her mother passes away. And she is definitely struggling to adapt to this new life.
I could
The
imagine.
town literally does not have Wi-Fi.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That made my chest hurt. Whoa.
So she's living in her childhood mother's home and finds a mysterious note from her mom that says to find the oldest book in the school library where the secrets of the universe will be revealed.
Sick.
Cool. So she finds this ancient astronomy textbook and decides, yep, this is the oldest book in the library. It's got to be. And she kind of starts writing in it as a little bit of a diary. She writes and she draws on the pages of the books. Kepler was born and raised in Green Bay, West Virginia. Kepler is our other main character. She is very smart. She gets to go to another school in a neighboring city where she gets to take AP classes, and nobody else does this. She's the only one who is able to do this. It's very special. She uses old textbooks to continue to learn because she wants to continue to learn. So she is not happy that somebody has been defacing this textbook.
Oh.
So she decides to write back using sticky notes, of course.
So Copernicus has been like actually drawing in it.
Correct.
And Kepler is like, you disrespectful whore. We use sticky notes.
I mean, she didn't use those words, but basically she was like,
Neil Noggin,
hey, quit defacing school property. This is the only astronomy textbook I can get my hands on. And how am I going to learn anything and get out of this teeny tiny town if you keep destroying all the textbooks in the library?
I feel Kepler so hard. Like, I was the kid that like read my mom's college textbooks when I was in like middle school. I'm such a loser. I identify so hard with this. Like, you're making it harder for me to learn. I love her already.
I'm just like a stickler for the rules. So I would have been like, you can't do that. That's defacing school property. I was a narc in high school. Yeah.
What are you, a cop?
I was, not anymore.
Gross. Gross.
So Copernicus tells Kepler about this note that she found from her mom. They codename her mom Sun. And she cannot figure out what this note means. So Kepler goes in to this explanation of how all these weird things back in the 80s happened in this town. Like, they have like a big telescope, like massive, like NASA telescope.
In Green Bank, West Virginia.
Yeah, I guess is no longer usable. It is broken.
Sounds like some military shit to me.
I guess in the 80s there was these instances of crop circles popping up.
Yes. Yes.
Lights going out at the football game, like all this weird stuff happening, and to this day nobody knows why it happened.
Are we going Project Blue Book with this? Are we getting there? Okay, I guess we're not. I'm sorry. Never mind.
The book is blue.
No, Project Blue Book was like our government in like the 60s, their division that studied like UFOs and all the weird alien shit. Like Project Blue Book was the name of that. And it said that Project Blue Book doesn't exist anymore, but I think that's bullshit.
Well, that's
hashtag disclosure.
To know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't want to ruin this for you, but I don't think that that's what you're thinking is going to happen is not what's going to happen. I'm so sorry. Kepler like tapes the old newspaper article about the crop circle to be like, hey, yeah, see, look, they wrote about it in the newspaper, and there's a picture of the crop circle in the newspaper. And Copernicus is like, my mom has a tattoo of that exact
what the fuck
on
love it.
Her arm.
I love
and
it.
So they're like, they have to be connected.
Yes, absolutely. I love
obviously.
It.
So they form a secret society called the Secret Astronomers, of which they are the only two members.
It's so much. It's so nerdy. I love it.
And they are going to investigate Copernicus' mom's secrets. So we're going along, and Copernicus discovers an old yearbook of her mom's. In it is a signature. It's like the only signature in the yearbook, and it is signed in a very goofy way by someone named Einstein99. And she also finds in her mom's old closet a lockbox with Einstein99 written on it. They're able to get into this box. They figure out the code. It takes them a few days, but they figure out the code. They get in this box, and it's a bunch of notes written in Morse code.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Do you know what I just said?
No.
That's SOS.
Oh, I wasn't paying that close of attention.
Mm.
Anyway.
I feel like you just keep baiting me to reveal how much of a fucking insufferable nerd I am. And I keep taking that bait.
It's okay. So they figure out, they find like a wire that is attached to a light at Copernicus' house, and it goes all the way to a tree house near Kepler's house. Very
Love
interesting.
it. Okay.
So they figure out that they're pretty sure Einstein and Sun have been communicating via Morse code.
It's like history is repeating itself again. Like she had a little friend that she did things and notes with, and now her daughter has a little friend. Aw. Aw.
So there, a lot of things happen. I want to get to like the end of the plot though and finish that up before I kind of go back and talk about the rest of what's going on in the book. So they figure out through many different means that, spoiler, Einstein is Kepler's father, and Kepler's, no, they're not sisters.
Damn it.
No,
Damn
no,
it.
that would have been really fun. But no, so it turns out that Kepler's dad, so Einstein and Sun, were together, but kind of secretly, Sun's parents didn't really like their family, like type of things, like didn't
Sure.
really
Hatfield and McCoy shit. I get
yeah,
it.
kinda, and then the relationship ended because Son was able to get out of Green Bay, go to college, follow her dreams, become a scientist, da 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 da, all these things. And so the things just kind of naturally fell apart. Kepler has a bit of like an identity crisis about it because she's like, that's not the type of my person my dad is. My dad is super boring. Like he does nothing interesting other than going to Civil War reenactments, meetings, and stuff. Like her dad is super lame, but also like closed off, doesn't really show any emotions. Like Kepler's got some family issues. So she's a bit like, what do you mean my dad went with his high school girlfriend and made crop circles and shut off the lights to the football stadium and did all these crazy degenerate things? He's not like that. So,
Yeah, we can't. It's so hard to imagine your parents as like teenagers,
teenagers,
but
yeah.
everybody, everybody was stupid and did stupid
Yeah.
things.
So they end up at the end of the book, she kind of comes to terms with it. At the end of the book, they decide, hey, we should, meet in person before, we go our separate ways. It's they're both of them are seniors in high school, like type of thing.
Oh, so
So
it's just been notes. They have not.
yes.
Oh.
They don't know each other's real names. They don't meet in person.
Okay.
Like it is like the only way they communicate is through this book.
Wow. That's like
So,
weirdly intimate, though,
yes.
because it's so secret and it's
Yeah.
just there, it's for their eyes
Yes.
only. Huh.
Yes. So, because of that, while they're doing all this investigating, that's not all they're talking about, obviously. They're high school girls. They're talking about lots of stuff.
Periods. I'm
I don't know if
sorry.
they actually talk about that specifically. But yeah, high school girls talk about periods.
Sorry.
It's what it is. They become really good. They become really good friends very quickly. And I love their friendship because they're both able to challenge each other in different ways. So because Copernicus is from California and Copernicus is very woke teenager type of thing,
Sure.
like just like doesn't quite understand why things are or why she believes those things. She just like kind of like knows like the phrases and things to
She's
say.
fundamentalist on the other side of the aisle. I
Yeah,
get it.
kind of. And so she's like constantly just like, oh my God, these backwater hicks and blah da 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 and they're all a bunch of Nazis and blah 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 blah. And like Kepler kind of like pushes back on her and she's like, no, like you don't understand what like goes on. Like Appalachia is a very distinct part of this country, and in a lot of ways it has been like left
100% 100%.
And like, yes, maybe there are people here who don't, but like, whose fault is that? Is that really their fault, or is it because the rest of the world, of the US, kind of just said peace out? Figure it out.
They're poor, and it's a region that can be extracted, the whole country and the world has extracted from, and like not given anything back in return.
So I'm very interested in Appalachia and learning about its history and stuff. So this was cool to read about. But so Kepler is really good at being like, I was born and raised here. You don't think I'm stupid. You say that I'm smart. Like, this is me. I'm from here. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be my friend and talk about how amazing I am and then shit on the place that made me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that whole, like, well, but you're one of the good ones dynamic. It's like, no,
that's like, there's bullshit. Lots of good people who live in Appalachia. Like, living in Appalachia does not automatically make you a bad person. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get too far into that, because I feel like I could rant about that for forever.
Yeah. I mean, like, technically, I'm from Appalachia. Like, Pittsburgh is a city, so it doesn't, like, but it's, like, in the...
Right.
It's in the range, like... I've been in them thar hills, you know what I mean?
The hollers.
At the hills and the hollers.
What is a holler?
It's a valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. I never knew. I'm like, what's a holler? I don't know.
It's like an occupied valley, like a little divot between the hills where people live.
Oh, okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Good to know. So then on the other side though, Kepler is very unsure of herself and who she is and whether or not she actually has what it takes to get out of Green Bay and go to college and follow her dreams and, you know, be the person she wants to be. And Copernicus is really good at saying, hey, no, like, look at yourself. Like, you are the one who got to a point where you had to go to another school so that you could continue to learn. Like, you got yourself there. You are the one who is, you know, overcoming all of these obstacles in order to get into college. And like, she ends up helping write her college, Kepler's college entrance exam. And like, it's just like this really sweet, like, I see you for what you are. So
yeah,
so I really liked their dynamic and their friendship and how they would sometimes get angry with each other and fight, but like, they always came back to the notebook to write. And like, it's not like a normal friendship where it's like, oh, I have to see you again. Okay, well, we got to figure it out. Like, at any time, they could have ghosted and nobody would know, and they didn't. Like, so I don't know. They talk a lot about crushes and dating. It's actually like kind of funny. They have a Sadie Hawkins dance still.
Whoa. And girls ask the guys. It's always a surprise.
Yeah.
See? Oh, oh, oh. Do you like my sweater?
It's such a good time. If you don't know that song.
Reliant K is one of the few things I've held on to from my Fundy days.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
They're still in my playlist.
Yeah. Fantastic. Love them. Anyway, so she like asks one guy, but she's like, oh, I don't really know if I'm interested. She's really interested in this other guy who goes to their school, but is also for some reason at the Civil War reenactment meetings. But she's like, he's so mysterious, and he wears like pleated pants and stuff. Like, he's just like different. Ooh. So she's like intrigued by him, but she like can't, like, so like there's like parts where like they're trying to like, she's trying to work up the courage to talk to him, and Copernicus gives him a note for it, like all of these like crazy high school do you like me type vibes.
I've heard it's really hard to conceal a boner in pleated pants. If you have any experience with that, fans, write in and let us know.
Or don't. That seems like a private matter they should keep to themselves.
I think it could be a good story.
Oh my god. Anyway, at the same time, Copernicus meets this girl who works at the pizza shop she goes to on Friday nights for dinner with her grandparents. Her name is Ray, and she is constantly beating Copernicus high scores on their like little like asteroids game that they have at the pizza parlor.
Yeah.
And eventually they like get like they figure out who each other are and they start talking and they get closer, and like it's kind of weird because Kepler knows who this girl is because it's a teeny tiny little town, and this girl ends up being like part of the reason why Kepler's brother is in prison. And so like that becomes a whole thing. Like it's just, it's a lot, and I'm like kind of all over the place, and none of this is, I'm not telling you any of this in order. I just feel like I'm
That's fine. So like I might have missed a detail, but like how does Kepler not know who Copernicus is when she's like the new girl in a town the size of a postage stamp? Like how do they not know who each other is? I understand how she, how Copernicus would know who Kepler is. How does Kepler not know who Copernicus is?
I mean, I don't know, maybe Kepler does know who she is, and she, you know, I don't remember if they explain that. I know they don't, like, have any classes together. I feel like there is, at the beginning of the book, one of those, like, well, how come I never see you type things? And, like, Copernicus doesn't really go anywhere. Like, there's not really anything to do, so everyone just kind of, like, stays home unless they go, unless you're, like, going for a drive or going to a football game. I guess they don't really cross paths.
If she hasn't, like, broken into the... any of the like the social groups, like she wouldn't get invited to make crop circles or drink in a pickup truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever teenagers
like
do.
That's kind of what she's like. Kepler's kind of like, you can go to a field and drink, or you can go drive around in a car, or you can go to a football game on Friday night, and that's about it. I just think that there's not really much opportunity, and I think because Kepler is at the other school a lot. Yeah. They don't have, like, classes together, and so they don't see each other a lot. So, like,
okay,
it's a lot of hoops to jump through, but I guess
sure.
It makes sense.
Sure.
But it's like, who cares about logistics?
Nerds do, Paige.
Oh, nerds being do. Such a loser.
Oh.
Anyway, so that's kind of most of the big things that happen in this book, other than... it's really fantastic part. And I don't really have a category for if this gave me if I had a meltdown or if it's my favorite or what.
I thought you were going to say gave me a boner. I'm still back on the pleated pants.
Sorry, we just looked
we
at our
really
monitor.
Clipped out that microphone
and it was
there.
Like,
I'm so sorry.
So sorry. I'll stop now.
We gave the monitor a boner.
Oh my word. What?
I'm so sorry. Please talk about the part that made you feel something.
So remember that boy that with the pleated pants?
Yeah. Oh, I
do. Do you remember him?
I do.
So turns out he's a huge Nazi.
What the fuck?
They find there's this part in the book where they're like, Copernicus is like, what happened with the, or one of them's like, why were all these cops here? And they were like, oh yeah, they found a bunch of Nazi symbolism in this dude's locker. And that's why he was always at the Civil War reenactment meetings, because he was on the
Confederate
side.
Yikes.
And yeah, so
and like West Virginia split from Virginia because it wasn't a slave state.
Exactly.
Like, oof.
Yeah, so
oof.
This boy, not good news, but that's okay, because Kepler then goes on to kind of sort of rekindle things with her date from the Sadie Hawkins dance, and it kind of sounds like they're hitting it off. So all's well that ends well. She dodged a bullet. It was a good thing that he didn't want to talk to her, because he's a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I didn't talk about yet too much with this book is my favorite thing about this book. It's not a moment, but in this book, along with the notes, there are drawings all throughout this book that the author herself drew.
Oh.
Like her, I read, I believe, I looked it up. like the author Jessica Walker drew all of the pictures in this book. And like they're super fun, and I just had a great time like reading, but then also being like, oh my gosh, look at this fun artwork. And like I bought it because I was like, even if I don't like the story, it's still so cool to look at, which I did like the story, so it's totally okay. But yeah, the main reason I bought the book is because I wanted all this fun art. And it's just like, it's just so fun. It's like not quite a graphic novel, but not quite a regular novel. And
it's,
I don't know.
It's really capturing like the teen girl thing with like the style of the doodles. And
yeah.
So there's a copy of it sitting on the table in front of us, and I got to kind of flip through it. And it is an entire vibe. I really like it.
I was like, this is so cute. I'm buying it right now. So yeah. On to my, I guess if I was gonna say I had a crush on a character, it would probably be Ray, the girl that works at the pizza shop.
Okay.
Because she's the only girl who's of age.
Again.
And also just seems like if my bisexuality wasn't repressed in high school, she's the girl I would totally have had a crush on. Because she is like a little bit too cool for school, but not like in a way that it's like, okay, well, you just don't care about anything type of thing. And like, she just kind of seems like she had a rough high school experience, and now she's like trying to turn her life around. And be responsible, and like that's why she confesses what happened with Kepler's brother, and she's like, I just want you to know, like, please tell Kepler like that he took the fall for me and what I did. And it kind of helped Kepler kind of reconcile with her brother a little bit. So like, I don't know, I just felt like I had a lot of respect, like, because like that could very well make Kepler hate Ray, and Ray and Kepler know who each other are, and like, so that could, you know, affect things. And so for her to be like, I still need Kepler to know that this happened and that this was my fault. I don't know. I just felt like that showed a lot of growth. And I don't know. She just seemed like a cool person who is like way cooler than me. And so I definitely would have had a crush on her.
Get it.
In high school.
I get it.
So, yeah. Overall, I really enjoyed this book. I liked the way it was written. It's definitely two high school girls, and so you kind of have to let yourself just get into like the mind of a high schooler. It was great. I felt like it kind of took me back to my high school days a little bit, even though like I don't live in a teeny tiny town, or didn't live in a teeny tiny town with a tiny high school, but it still was kind of like, oh yeah, I remember, you know, thinking about who we're taking to the dances and what are we gonna do on Friday nights, and big football town, and you know, all of those things. So I was like, oh yeah. And I was kind of an outcast a little bit in high school too, so I guess like, I don't know, I just felt like I was like, yeah, this kind of healed a little bit of my inner high schooler. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. Overall, I want to say like a 4 out of 5. Okay. I think if it didn't have like, if it was just the story, it might have only been a 3, but I feel like the way that, like, the format it was written in with the pictures and the notes and all that stuff.
It's like a mixed media experience.
Yeah, it was an experience. I wasn't just reading a book. I was, like, experiencing, almost, like, peeking in on, like, these two high school girls. So, yeah, anyway, if any of that sounds interesting to you and you don't mind that I spoiled the whole story to you, go ahead and pick up The Secret Astronomers by Jessica Walker.
Wow,
man,
have we returned to the earth? Have we finished our foray among the stars?
Yeah, for now.
For now,
who knows, I might read another spacey book.
No, I just, you know, I was using a metaphor to try to help us wrap up the show. Paige, you can find us on Instagram at Paige and Pixel PC. Leave a comment, like our posts. You can follow this podcast on, like, wherever the heck you listen to podcasts. If you hit a little bell, it'll tell you when our new episodes drop. It's usually Tuesdays at 9, but, you know, you could subscribe anyway.
Yeah.
But for now...
this.
Oh my God.
Read hard,
play hard,
and reach for the stars.